Welcome to the Time Agency. Prepare for transfer, agent.
What's left? The forest,
police station, hotel, church, or the river?
My vote's hotel.
I'm thinking hotel as well. Anybody else?
I'm thinking no.
You don't want to go to the hotel? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Not against it, but...
I mean, I kind of want to check out the forest, but that's just me.
Man, that's where I was leaning, but I don't care. Whatever.
I think I'd rather go to the forest first.
Okay.
To see what's out there. Jeff? Find the captain anyway, I guess so.
You just well, he needs
that,
a vote.
You're giving me that look, but you are allowed to vote.
Yeah. What you say?
We got the forest, the hotel,
church, state police station, or the river, which is in red.
Now, was the river where we started?
No.
No, you started the city entrance.
Okay.
He's just mad that one of his party members died because of you.
Well, he was dead weight.
Killing my minions.
He was already dying.
No pun intended.
Let's go.
Forest it is. For one.
Oh.
That's good. You only cost him six.
Man, that's all right, right?
Man. Love averages, you know.
So we know 974 is not.
I marked it out already.
We learned a little something. That's fine.
Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Okay. This'll be cool.
God. Let's fight some zombies.
Using the main road, you exit the city after only a few minutes and end up in a large empty parking lot that was probably used to hold the cars of passing tourists. The forest is dense and it could be easy to get lost in. As you take the first path into it, still on your guard, you end up stumbling onto a small shack, no doubt a shelter for hikers. The door is open a crack and you hear moaning from within. Against the shack's exterior wall, a body is decomposing. Its smell leads you to believe that the death dates back to some time ago. To the right, a path leads deeper into the forest. We have three cards here illustrating the three paths that I just described. We also have something with an image of the convict that Jeff freed, and I believe it says that Jeff has to go to that space.
I hope we don't find one with a fisherman.
It says, the agent who is followed by the convict must go to this space.
Okay.
However, if the convict isn't with your group, going here is forbidden. You have him.
Yep.
Nice.
So you have to go there.
Put me
is
on
it hashtag
the first. Body.
See, it's one reason why I wish that we had face cam for this, because
check.
I have a feeling this is going to be really interesting.
You go where? Check.
First card, yeah.
And I'm going to go...
Flynn's going to check out the path?
I'm going to check out the path.
So what do you think, Troy?
Of the game? So, yeah, I like it.
It's a lot of fun.
You guys have not yet begun.
Things just got bad, didn't they? Is he going to turn on you?
If he is, he's kind of an idiot to turn on the guy with the shotgun and the bat.
He doesn't have the bat. He has the bat. Flynn has the bat.
Kind of wish I had the bat.
He does have a gallon of gasoline, though.
You're good at combat without the bat, though.
He's just going to
throw the gasoline.
Okay. Let's start again on card one.
The shelter is in good condition, clean and tidy. A young woman sits on a bucket with her back against a wall. She is crying softly and raises her head as you arrive. Take item 8. You can also search the shelter. Once the search is finished, take items 10 and 11.
Does the girl look familiar?
No. I don't know.
Well, can I see it? I mean, are we allowed to see these cards as well or not?
No.
No.
You have to just kind of...
And you said also 10
I mean,
and 11.
Like,
well, you can search the shelter and it's got a shield,
we
a 4, and a thing.
Have
oh,
was that,
yeah. So that's your ability. You have to roll 2 dice and get 4 successes.
We had a picture of Marcy in the beginning. Does it look like her?
We had a picture of Marcy?
She was in
when
the very down. Beginning.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, we had a... She was a little ginger-haired kid, I thought.
It looks like her.
Found.
All right,
you said to go to the forest first?
Hold on.
You got a problem.
Do it.
The young woman seems drugged and doesn't respond to your questions.
Okay.
She might be Marcy, but how can you be sure? On her wrist is a bracelet that reads, Subject, B-52-37A-V-42. Be careful! This character is infected. On the timeline, place one time unit on each remaining space that is multiple of 5.
There you go.
As soon as the TU token reaches such a space divided by present between the infected... As soon as a character has 2 units, they die.
No, read what it says, because there's a...
It's a divided by in there.
Huh? Divide any units present between the infected characters, yeah.
So I'm thinking that those two are probably still there.
They stay there. They stay. I hope it's not Marcy.
As soon as you... Yeah, well...
No, because if the other guy's dead, then his other units don't matter.
Did it say...
It didn't say anything about removing them. That's why you need additional infected, because mm-hmm. then when you hit these two, you can sacrifice the other guy to keep that girl alive.
Yep. Oh, I see.
Hey, okay. The more you know.
Okay.
So I got to roll two dice, and I got to get four successes in one at one time?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can attempt it, because you're already there. Yeah.
Do you get to add successes to any of your rolls?
Not on this.
Or is that an additional thing?
I feel like, so once you do everything to make a characteristic roll as an action, which requires a time unit. So we're still in the kind of deliberation phase, so wait on the action. Because you can choose to move away with your action instead of searching.
It's true.
But we're not to the action step yet.
Also, if two people were in there, would that count as one roll between two people?
Yes, but next turn. Right. Because that person would have to
move. So if the second person enters, then both people can roll and see if they get...
Who's got C?
I do.
You're the one looking at the body.
Yeah, I'm the one looking at the body of the dead guy. This is very bloody. The corpse is that of a man dressed in a white lab coat. An axe is stuck in his chest, and he holds something in his hand. Take items 6 and 9.
Ooh.
I have a rusted key found... It just says a rusted key found in a shack, which is wrong. It was found on the body. And an axe, which I'll probably keep, because I only have one in my melee. After having ripped the axe away from the corpse, creating a particularly repugnant sucking noise by doing so, you notice that it is in rather good shape. So...
It's like all the other ones, it's just adding a success, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, mine is basically nothing except it says we see three paths here, and so with my timing, I can move on.
Gotcha.
But I'm kind of going blind into these
right.
areas.
Jeff!
The convict disappears behind the shack and comes back with a pump-action shotgun.
Son of a bitch.
And a bag full of money. He points his new weapon at you.
Oh, God.
Well, our collaboration is over. Now that I've got the money from the holdup, give me your ammunition and your health kits, or else I'll shoot you. I can either give up and give him 5 ammunition and 1 health kit, or whatever I own, or I can instead decide to fight him.
Are you locked?
I'm assuming you're
Oh, yeah, I'm locked.
So you going to give up your ammo, or you going to shoot him?
What's his setup? What's his shielding?
4 blank, 1 heart, 3 skull.
That's tough. You know, we do have this you-can-kill-a-guy-outright thing, but we can only use it once.
Yeah. This is probably not the run to use
Probably not to use it, but it would kill him.
I'd love to use that on the first zombie. Dibs!
Boom!
It's
easy.
I mean, and that's it. We can't use this for any further games unless we get another one at the end of this one.
Yeah.
So this is it.
God damn it.
Well, now, Lucas can shoot from his card to hit that guy, right?
Yep.
Adjacent.
Oh, it has to be adjacent?
Yeah, an adjacent card.
Screwed, I'm going to hit him.
Okay.
That's the spirit.
Fight, baby,
so
fight.
Now we're doing actions.
Yep, so one unit.
One unit, so you can go first, your action.
Oh, wait, could I have moved first before he rolled to help him out?
That's right.
That's sort of a weird line there.
We moved and then did the card.
So with this, everybody takes an action. He's fighting, you could move.
But not before he acts. Okay.
I could move.
But I could move there and then attack him.
Next time you
Okay. Go ahead.
How'd you do, Jeff?
I hit him for 4.
Ooh!
Okay.
So what was his lineup?
4, 1, 3.
So 4 blank, 1 heart, and 3 skulls. Now, what does the 1 heart do again?
Heart means if it's still there, he takes a damage.
Super. So I take a damage.
You take a damage.
And it costs you an ammo.
No, I hit him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you shot him.
Nope. I still do better with melee.
His fists hurt more than a shotgun.
And thank you, Flynn. This goes on this card.
Oh.
I had that all set up for Troy there.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
Oh. Okay, so Troy, what are you doing?
Is she screwed when she gets 2?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
She's pretty much dead anyway.
I mean, not necessarily.
I love how you guys found her in a shack and her number's B52.
exactly what I was laughing about when I just said.
I mean, the chance of rolling four on my own is low.
Right.
True.
Or you can stay there and somebody else can join you to roll for whatever's in there.
Right, but if I don't do anything, then I'm wasting a turn. Right? Is what you're telling me?
No. You're waiting for somebody to help you.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're really not wasting anything.
I mean, there's no...
But you can still chuck dice and try. Like, you'll still whittle it down.
It knocks it down.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, you don't have to make it in one shot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you can roll, you get two or three. That's two or three down.
There's two. And do I take this?
There's no riposte for searching.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to...
Split the party, Flynn. You're going to run down one of the roads. I know you are.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we have to go here before we can go over here.
But you can only choose one.
Yeah. And so I'm not sure if I want to risk going off on my own or go back and help.
Exactly.
Jeff.
You could help or wait or what have you.
Because if we're all going, that's going to take more.
Or you could help him search.
I do have a six search.
Yeah, YOLO.
Going off the grid.
Going to G.
Oh, God!
That was a bad idea. That was such a bad idea.
Around a bend in the path, two infected respond to the orders of a creature as imposing as it is repugnant. Five blank shields, one heart, five skulls. And it's locked.
This is major. This is a huge thing.
Well, it's like...
This is real bad.
Lucas, where are you moving?
Even with both of us there, it's going to take a lot. I'd rather take out the convict.
Yeah.
So move me to the convict, but I can't actually attack it yet. I have to wait for the next unit, right?
Flynn, you need to do that combat, though, don't you?
Not until next time unit, because I'd be chucking dice.
Okay.
Not immediate.
Nope. Move time unit. Troy, would you like to search first? We'll just go down the line.
Yep.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
So items 10 and 11.
I'll hand you those. Jeff or Lucas, who wants to hit him first?
I'll do it. Can I have... you got dice over here. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Take it all.
Just one?
Well, I only have one, but I add one to it. So do I roll two dice then?
No, I think you just add a success.
Even if I fail?
Yeah, I assume you add one success.
Mm-hmm.
So one.
And it costs you a health.
No, read the card.
What? Wait, how do we get rid of the heart then?
You have to kill him.
If you get at least one success, you gain one extra success. Because that's what mine says too.
So I didn't get a success at all then.
Nope.
So it's just an
option. So you take. You
lose a heart.
Actually, plus two.
Actually, because he gets a riposte as well.
What does that mean?
Right? Melee is auto riposte.
So does that mean I just died?
During any die roll using a hand weapon, the opponent always riposts. So, yes. So it is if you rolled a skull.
So it's equivalent of a riposte of four. Or a three.
So I just lose one time. I lose one heart anyway. It doesn't matter.
Heart you lost here.
What?
So you,
you automatically lose one for the heart.
Oh, well then my character's dead.
Okay.
Sweet. I think it's seven time units before he respawns.
You're going to put me on seven time units ahead.
One, two, three, four, five.
Now,
six,
does anybody. Can anybody take my items, or did I just respawn with them?
I don't remember. I don't recall. Jeff?
I have a key.
Did you roll already? For your.
I started to, but.
No. Go ahead.
No, wait until you need three. So you're going to lose two. Jeff rolled a bunch of red skulls. If he loses one for all the red skulls, and he loses one for it being a heart thing.
It's not going well.
Nope.
Flynn?
Your items go to anyone.
What? Give me the axe.
You take this, and I'm about
to die. Cool.
He takes two.
It's fair.
Does that mean if your resistance is high enough, then you shouldn't have lost a heart?
I think it counts before the stat goes.
The heart goes away before the red skulls do, don't they?
That was what I was trying to ask.
Yeah.
Which means I shouldn't have lost the heart.
Yeah. I'd only lose one then.
Oh, I see what you're saying there. So it should have been like this.
Yeah.
But Luke's didn't do any damage.
I didn't do any damage.
So you would have lost the heart for the heart, and then you got the automatic riposte. So you're still dead.
Yeah, you died, or else I wouldn't have gotten the axe to do the damage.
So you should have one heart.
You should still have one heart. Okay.
All right, Flynn, I'm going to be real impressed how you take out an 11 with your big old swing of two dice.
Are you going to do it?
I mean, if I don't do anything,
I mean, I'm already
dead, take an automatic riposte.
Yeah, I'm already dead. He's not dead, but like...
Can't get away.
You can't get away.
People can't get to me in time.
Right.
I'm going to die.
Exactly.
So I'm going to chuck some dice.
I wouldn't waste that.
No. I'm going to chuck some dice and...
See what happens.
Die.
Yep.
So, one and two, I am dead.
And two and
one. Anybody want a baseball bat?
So what happens if we all die?
We start over?
No, I think you go down. I think you go to that time unit.
That
we all just go skip to the time unit.
Well, that's actually probably accurate. We skip to that time unit. No, I thought it was if everyone dies, you start back at the beginning.
Yeah, we go and Bob's pissed at us.
Yes,
I think there's a special Bob's pissed card.
Yeah, there is a Bob's pissed card. You're correct. I believe that's what it says at the top. Bob's pissed card.
Okay, so it's my turn.
Well, you got those units.
Right.
Would you like to let us know the items you have received?
So, I got a audio tape.
Ooh.
Doesn't say anything, just says I forgot audio tape, so I'm sure there's some place to play that. And then I got a memo, dated March 1st, 92. For security reasons, the codes for the bunker will be changed every month. Here are the codes for the next 6 months. April, 98456. May, 69976. But that's it. I only got two. So
it doesn't give you October.
No. So we've eliminated three of the five. So
there
essentially.
So what were the two?
98456 for April.
Okay.
Okay.
And then 69976.
Okay. So that gives us two choices.
Two choices left.
Ben's 4, 5, 9, 7, 5.
It's always the one in the middle. It's always C.
Yep.
Do we get anything by killing this convict guy?
I'm locked. I have to kill
him. No, but do we get anything?
No.
No, probably not.
No,
it says
just stuck.
It says whatever equipment he has, and he just picked up a pump action shotgun from somewhere. But it doesn't say we get another item.
Probably not.
Yeah, you have that.
It's if we assigned him equipment.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hell, take him to the beefy guy.
Okay, so it's going to cost a time unit for you to move.
And for him to attack.
Those stack on her. She's dead. You're going to get one attack on this guy before he arrives.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to the other guy.
Oh, you're going down.
You have to go here first.
Yeah.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, so it takes an extra turn to get there.
And you can't beat him anyway.
Yeah, don't go there.
You cannot beat this guy.
Not the first time.
I don't think it's going to be
one, two, three, four, five. There are six.
Oh. He's going to be almost assuredly dishing out two damage per turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go hang out with.
So I still understand why I can't do an action now.
Because your action was to move.
Okay.
Now, so while you were searching, he was attacking, we were dying. So next turn, you move, he attacks again.
Okay.
So you could go here if you want to investigate those other paths.
There's only pain.
Or you can help him fight the convict.
He's got one thing left, right? Or two?
Yeah,
that doesn't mean he's going to beat him, but yes.
Yeah, well.
Although opening up more of those does give us an idea where
we're going. I'm going to stay where I'm at.
So you're going to go there.
Yeah.
Jeff, you now make your roll.
Give me one more die, please.
Just three.
Yeah, I know. I have an axe now.
He's a big boy.
Oh, God! Jeff, I'll take another one of those lies.
Hey, Jeff, roll back.
So,
yeah.
That is four skulls on the die.
Wow.
Okay, so you guys are going to spend a time unit?
Yep.
Would you like to choose one of those paths?
Yes.
Which one? FRH.
In the spirit of Comic-Con, let's go to Hall H.
Woo!
Hall
Would
H
you like
is...
to swing at him again there?
How many zombies in Hall H? One.
Two.
Because
of the axe.
So that's him. He's dead.
Go.
Jesus Christ.
How do you feel about building the party down there now, Jeff?
Yeah, everyone who we could pick up, they're awful.
Well, to be fair, you picked up, what, three characters now and they're all dead?
Yeah.
She may be important. I mean, she may be who we're looking for. We don't know.
What do you got, Troy?
After a few minutes of walking, you find a crate abandoned by the edge of the path. Luke? Take 2 ammo and 2 med kits. Is that what that is? The green?
Yeah. So that's the one we should go to.
Maybe.
And so if I want to go down that other path, I have to go back to C?
Correct.
Or D?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to just make you spend time in this. So you gentlemen now can do what you want if you'd like to investigate another place. I'm going to assume, Flynn, I'm going to go ahead and move your time captain die since you're dead. Unless you want to roll it.
You can.
Do we want to investigate the last one?
I kind of do.
Okay, let's go.
So you guys would both take a turn to go here.
One time unit there and one time unit to open it.
And yeah. Then one time unit to open it. Just flip it over.
It's a dead guy.
Oh.
Or a dead person.
Then read it, Flynn.
A few steps into the forest, you find the corpse of a woman. Her body has been clawed, and death must have been long in coming. She holds against her heart a framed photo on which a couple appears. Take item 23.
Which one of you wants it? I'll take it.
A picture found in the hands of a dead woman in the forest. On the back of the frame, scribbled by hand, you can read, Helen and Roger, June 1988.
All right, you guys are at 7 time units. What would you like to do next? What are you thinking down there, Jeff?
You going to the police station now?
Police station or the hotel?
There's only 2 of you.
Yep. What kind of an action does it take to use a health kit?
As long as you aren't, you can use it at any time as long as you aren't dead, and you immediately recover up to 2 lost health.
Okay. Troy, would you mind giving me one of those?
I think for the sake of investigation, we should go to the hotel.
Okay.
One.
Only one.
Good.
So the hotel is pretty bloody and disgusting. I will read the description here. Rhineland is a small community whose limits are quickly apparent when walking its downtown streets. The area is limited to a few haphazard shops now abandoned and 1 or 2 barricaded restaurants. Thus, you feel a bit like you've entered another world when you pass through the old glass doors, now shattered, of an upscale building that was once a luxurious 5-star hotel. After passing the inauguration plaque, hotel opened August 1st, 1990, by Ivan L. Hill, mayor of Rhineland, and Hank Meyer, governor of Wisconsin. You end up in the hallway where a young woman is screaming. In front of her, a creature is about to take a bite out of her. In the back of the vestibule, an elevator and a stairway lead to the rooms on the upper floors. All right, so this giant thing that looks a little bit like Tyrant from Resident Evil is getting ready to eat this poor woman.
Yeah. Put me there.
What's the trash can for again? I apologize.
It will lose it if we don't do it right away.
Oh, gotcha.
You want to save the young lady or you're going elsewhere? All right. We'll just flip this bad boy over and see how dangerous he is. He's pretty dangerous.
Woo! Oh, God.
That is.
He's beefy.
2 black hearts, 6 blank shields, and 4 skull shields.
Yep.
And a combat, which means you can use either type of combat you want.
Who wants to pop him first?
Let me hit him.
You got 4 dice with this axe, don't you?
Yep.
Now, Flynn, do we have to move the time unit?
Yes, because they're active.
Oh, the black hearts are first?
Yeah, yep. Which means they go first.
Good. And how many skulls?
4.
4.
Okay.
So either way, you're going to take some pain.
Yep.
If you can get rid of the hearts, though, you're...
Go for
what's
it.
What's that? Out of curiosity, what does that gas tank do?
Don't know.
Can you set something on fire with that?
Not unless I have something that says if you have a gas tank.
Nope. Nope.
Come on, Jack. 2.
There you go.
3
total.
2 hearts and a blank.
So that costs you 1 because you...
3 dice, please.
So we did say that cost them a time limit, yeah.
Yes. For both of these sections. Okay.
4.
Yep.
5.
Nice.
Is
that all those shields? Nice.
And no repost?
There should be.
Was that melee?
Yes.
So there was a repost?
Yeah.
Repost at 4?
There should have been one on you, too.
Yeah, that's why he gave up a health unit.
The red shields are more than his resistance.
Yeah, yes, that's why I gave one up.
He took a health.
Does that not stack with the repost, so it shouldn't be 2?
No, he doesn't take additional.
Okay. The repost is what...
Okay, I thought it stacked.
Yeah. Because, remember, you take that into account after
you
take away the shields. Okay. He took away those auto hits.
My apologies. Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys... we're going to take 1 more time unit. You guys now appear in the room, because we're on 4 time units.
Oh, fuck!
Right there. To appear in the same spot? Or can we appear where we want?
I think you can just show up.
Because I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't want to go to
the business.
Pirate ghost.
Says the guy with the M40A1.
Which, if I continue to shoot...
We have to go somewhere that contains at least one engine, so we have to go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We can't just appear
can we
like,
act?
What's over here?
I love the idea that, like, you guys are sitting in the receptacles going, damn, I made a really terrible choice. Oh, good. Here, I'm coming back.
Oh my god!
First of all, we need our hearts back. Three each.
Wait until they kill it. You've got four time units. I'm not going to get all the freaking shit back.
Still going to need them.
You can either decide to attack here, or you can move away from it. It's locked.
Question.
You're locked.
Can we do anything, or do we have to spend another time unit for us to do anything now?
It's a little vague. So you spend and then act. Spending the time unit brings us back.
So spend another one to act.
Well, no. You guys are going to fight. It's just like, think of it as a move. You guys just move.
They attack
move
first.
I like that.
And then we would have to.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So you guys fight whichever way you want to do.
You want to go again first?
I don't care.
Yeah, go for it.
You're about even on.
You got better than he does.
Yeah.
You got two?
Three.
Three total? And it's going to cost you a health, yeah?
Nope.
No. You traded a reverse.
There's
so it's only
one and one, and I have three.
Oh, okay. So never mind.
He
did.
All right.
Item 22.
Excellent.
Since you got the kill shot, I'll hand it over.
Can we get some of our items back?
Yeah, since we're on the same spot, we can freely trade items.
Yes.
The young we killed the thing, got a young woman again. Same situation. Place one time unit on any multiple of five.
Hey, guess what?
Or anything.
So she's just alive then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yep. So there's another survivor there if you want.
Who could probably be Marcy? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. She
another
also seems
bracelet.
To have auburn hair.
Yes.
With a subject bracelet.
Okay.
Yes.
You may not want that melee weapon. You have two health.
Helping you, yeah. I have three.
Oh, you have three total.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. If we go up against something like that again, you take two.
Yeah. No, you're better off.
Two hits for each round.
No, you're better off with it, but I'm better with guns. So if you're willing to give up your gun, I'll take it.
You have four time units to zero.
Yeah, go for it. Because I'm not using the gun.
Okay.
Do you have a spare weapon?
So would this stack? Like, on his axe? Like, would you get...
No, because you're using one or the other. You can't use both in time.
Dual wielding, man!
Not in this game.
Doesn't say you can't.
No, fair. Okay, now we can all move. I want to move to the stairwell.
Move means just the next spot.
Just assuming that costs a time unit for us to move.
Yeah, it will.
What's this one say?
You can't go to it.
Unless you
have item 13. Do we have item 13? It's a key.
Rusty key, maybe?
I have a rusty... I gave somebody a rusty key.
I have item 9. That's
a
rusty key.
Okay. Wrong key.
Never mind.
Pick it up on one of these things.
Stairs are with Troy.
Troy.
Okay. Okay, you guys read your code first.
You enter the elevator and press the only button still working for the 8th and highest floor.
Okay.
Low, soft music fills the air around you as the doors close. So we can go to either one of... C or D.
Does it cost you anything?
C or D, you mean E or F?
No, oh, yes, no. You're right. Sorry.
Oh, you're right.
You have to go through C or D to get to those two.
Right, so they're running up the stairs and you guys are taking the elevator.
Does it cost you time?
Once among this group of cards, movement takes place normally, so we can go to either one of those.
Okay, so
just the two? What about the third one?
We need an item.
Oh, that's key. That's right, we need key. You're right. Sorry.
Okay, so pick a door.
Which door would you guys like to go to?
E or F? Which one?
E.
E, sure.
All right.
Well, as I say, they...
You guys got to do yours first.
You guys can't do yours?
The move will be our next time unit, won't it?
It says at the bottom of the card you said something about afterwards time is normal.
Yeah.
Oh, so this takes us to that room. Or that takes us to this room.
Right.
So okay. I'd imagine you don't have to spend
So that's
a unit.
All within one time unit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Sounds like.
So you get there as part of one time unit. I'm assuming they're doing something very similar with the stairs.
It's problematic, but yeah. I'll go ahead and read this while he's reading that. Stairways are damaged and extremely dangerous. Should you tread slowly and carefully, or take risks and race to the top? Take 2 time loss, or all agents present on the space lose 1 heart. And you have to use this to get to one of the other 2 doors, which is hotel door F, which is basically what we're doing. So we have to spend a time, 2 time units, or we lose a heart. So it's either lose 2 time units, which we're running out low on anyway, and find out what's behind door F.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So it costs you 2 to get up the stairs?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
I thought it was saying it costs you 2 to go slowly, or you lose a heart and get up there. It says, take your time and lose 2, or all agents present on the space lose 1 heart.
So either way, we get to the door, but we'll lose a heart.
Right, but if you lose a heart 4 units before you respawn, is it better to have 4 time units and open the door, or is it better to lose 2 time units? That's the question.
Yeah, because we're just going to respawn in full hearts anyway, aren't we?
Right, yes.
So let's...
So let's just lose
the heart.
You go ahead and read your card.
A pestilential, love that word, odor emanates from the mess covering the floor of this room. If you have the courage, you can search it. We must roll 5 in the search, and if we do, we get 3 med kits.
Nice.
I don't have any search.
Well,
yeah, I don't think it's necessary with as little time as we have to get med kits. So...
It's not locked.
I mean, I guess I could, like, I can get 5 in 1 roll, so.
Yep.
Let's see what happens with their room.
You guys do your thing.
We're not going to do anything.
Neither are we.
What is your thing?
We can fight something, but we don't have the piece we need to get the item. We have to have had already unlocked a 4 square pink piece.
Gotcha.
So that could be found in your room.
No.
No, it's not.
Right. Then we're doing nothing.
Well, how do you know? Because you didn't search.
Because the card tells us what we get, Lucas. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read your card.
I know. We did.
Screw you, pal. So we're in a hotel, and now we need to go somewhere else because we can't do anything in here.
Yeah. There's.
What's that? How does that work?
You have to have item 13 to open that door.
No, the one you're in.
You have to have this to get that item. So fighting it is useless because we can't get that item. And we are not locked, so we can walk away.
Okay.
Because he's hanging, so he's not up.
Okay. In order to get to the safe, which is what that is, I'm assuming that's a key. Unless somebody... Wait, what was that key? Was that key 26? The rusted key? Somebody had a rusted key.
Yeah.
No, we need this to get item 26.
Right, okay. I'm sorry, I keep confusing myself. All right, so I'm time captain again.
Question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission is to find this girl.
Yep.
We have found a girl.
We found 2 girls.
Well, I mean, we currently have one that's alive. That's my point.
Right.
So, we can't verify her identity yet.
Nope.
So, that's what we have to do is the next step is verify her identity.
I'm assuming
and probably take care of the infection.
I'm assuming when we find her, it will say, this is Marcy, do A, B, or C.
I don't think it will.
What's her serial number?
Oh, did we write the other one down?
I didn't.
Nope.
Okay.
B-52 something.
Yeah, this one is V-15-C-12-H-14.
V-15-C-12-H-14.
Bingo. You sunk my battleship.
All right, so I'm going to roll to see, where do you guys want to go?
I kind of want to go to the church.
Okay.
Can we see that again?
The previous card?
It's up to you guys.
I mean, we would have seen the wristband.
We're gonna find her.
It's B52 something.
Yep, B52-37A-V42.
I am okay. So Troy says church. Flynn, what do you got?
I feel like with little time we have left,
it doesn't matter.
That's the station best, church.
That's
yeah,
the
we
best.
Need to go somewhere we have
I could roll a 3. And we're almost out of points anyway.
Well, I'm just saying. I
you're going to see at least see the room.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what sounds good?
What's left? The church.
Church,
and...
police station, or the river? Actually, do you guys want to go to the river? Just assess like how dangerous it is?
It is red.
It is red.
I mean, again, we're near the end here, so.
Yeah.
Take me to the river.
I say river. I'm time captain.
2.
2. Could be worse.
Drink me in the water.
Big Mouth Billy Bass, man. Did you ever have one of those?
I've got one on top of my dresser.
There you go.
Who think you're talking to?
You're from Indiana. This is why we wanted to check it out. Is it insta death?
I'm not going to give you these. Well, here, I'll give you these cards, Flynn. Don't bother setting them out yet.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Do it.
Hold on here. You end up on the shore of a small river. A boat is tied solidly to a tree. You can climb into the boat and untie it. If you have an axe, you untie it automatically.
Got it.
Otherwise, you place one of your ammunition on Codex 1.
We've got an axe.
Okay.
Once in the boat, you cannot leave until you reach card F. Shuffle the 6 question mark cards, then place 4 face down randomly on spaces B through E.
So it's like,
there's more instructions, so I'm going to wait for Flynn to put these down. Okay. So this shows a diorama of a river, but it just kind of all fits together. So random. So F is placed. Yes.
What about the other two?
I assume I hold on to them, because it just says shuffle the 6 cards, place 4 face down randomly on spaces B through E, place it normally. If you own a gas can,
got it.
Yep.
Take 1 yellow token.
What's the yellow token do?
If you have a fisherman with you, take 2 yellow tokens.
He's dead.
Then all agents go to space B. Flip over and resolve this card. Only then do you move. So do you move on to the next one, and so on until you reach space F. Count time units normally on these spaces.
Wait a minute. If we want to do this,
we can't leave, right?
No. It's...
Once in the boat, you cannot leave until you reach card F.
But we don't have to get in the boat.
Is that correct? We pretty much already got in the boat.
We're in the boat.
I don't think so. Right?
Does it give us an option?
That's what I'm saying, right?
If you have an axe, you untie it automatically.
We have 2 units. We roll, we get 2 units, we start over, or we just see what's on the freaking card.
That's, yeah. You good?
It's right. Just you guys came here to see information, and it cracked me up that you get nothing.
Okay, what's it say?
All right, we're at the edge of a waterfall. If you don't do anything, you'll go over in a waterfall whose roar is coming ever closer. You can discard 1 yellow token. If you don't, all occupants of the boat lose 1 life. We can just soak that life.
So there's the token.
Let's save it.
Let's soak the life. Yeah.
Let's soak the life. All right.
So next
one
card.
1 time unit.
You are down to your last time unit.
Sammy's in a tree. As improbable as it might seem, 3 infected are laboriously climbing onto a tree branch, attracted by the chirps coming from a high-perched bird's nest. But the branch reaches over the river and doesn't seem very solid. It's about to break under their combined weight. Hurry, as otherwise they'll literally fall on you.
So we have to kill them now.
Yes, or we can discard a yellow and not fight them.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Yeah.
If we go to the next thing and we, like, that's the only option.
It doesn't matter. If we go to the next thing, we start.
We're
going to
reset and we're not going to have the yellow token anymore.
But we should be able to see this card, right?
I don't think
because
so.
Technically we spent the unit to get to it.
And then you go there, right, to reset it?
So we spend the unit.
No, I think you reset on 0.
So we spent the unit to get to 1 to get here.
Yeah.
Now.
Why would there be another space there?
I think it's just to make it look pretty. I mean, either way, the argument could be that you look at that card. You can't do anything with it, but you can look at the card.
Right.
But again, it's a random shuffle. So it's...
But we know what the outside of the card looks like.
We do.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
It's a fight that we can't win.
It's a Hydra.
It's literally a Hydra.
It's basically a Hydra. But we can discard one of those yellow tokens. We need the fisherman.
So we need to go to the high school right before we go to the river.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a hydra. I think that's more like anaconda.
Bundle of snakes.
It's like in those Indiana rivers where you get the bundle of snakes.
End of sequence 1.
All right.
That went well.
I mean, I think we got a lot of information there.
I think we got a lot more of the first round than we did the first round of the last game.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when we respawn, what happens to the items?
If they do not have that...
The time symbol.
Yeah, the symbol, this one. You cannot keep them.
Okay.
So, we lose everything.
Which means if we want that stuff.
The bunker was the only thing I saw
so
that you guys
if we want all those weapons and such, we have to go back and do that. Now, the keys we need. At least the key out
not
of the forest.
Key.
The key out of the forest we probably need.
So, I'm thinking we go to the church first. And then go to the police station.
You do have to see what pissed off Bob has to say.
Right. Yeah. I guess, yeah. But, I mean, if we have a choice, that I think we should do that. Church and then police station. And then probably forest, high school, river.
Forest didn't have a whole lot except the girl. The possibility
of some help. It's a girl. It's a girl. It's a key. It's a tape. It's this picture. All these things we may need.
Yeah.
So there's a lot
of items about there. The key and the tape.
Yeah. So I think you definitely need to revisit the forest. There's a lot of items there.
Yeah.
To
so
get.
One of the items are the shaft.
For very little. I mean, there's not a lot of cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we know which.
Just don't go in so like.
Just don't go in the middle trail. No, just the middle trail.
Yeah, don't go the middle trail. We can get the other items. We might need that picture. We might need what was in the other one.
But I think I could take it this time, guys. Confident myself.
I mean, if we all went, I mean, we don't. There's nothing to get from it, right?
It didn't say anything.
No, yeah. No.
It would be like XP. Or
and the force was key 9.
Yes.
Do you remember the number, Jeff, of the policeman's key? Or well, that was just the handcuffs.
Yes,
right?
The handcuffs.
Yeah. Okay.
Free to the guy, which we don't want to do.
We don't want.
That was item 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Nope.
Bob greets you as you exit your caissons, and he doesn't look happy with your performance. He's actually kind of given a... Alright, guys, I don't have the habit of speaking ill of agents, but you are under par here. You have to go back, and this run use your time more wisely. You know what this costs, right? Come on, go, go, go. Leave in place the items marked with this symbol, but reset the rest of the game. To do this, reread cards F and G of the base. I don't think we need to do that. Everyone's pretty clear with what's going on, right?
Yeah.
And follow Laura's instructions. Two more things. You guys get yellow square.
Okay.
Nice.
You can start from the location of your choice.
Ooh. We don't gain time units this time? The last time that was a thing.
It said reset.
Okay,
so I'm assuming you're
at
30.
Resets at 30.
So no matter where we do, that's the first card we respawn with. I feel like we did really well.
It all depends. See, this one says if you fail with the yellow square, you get something else.
Okay.
If you fail, this one I'm assuming you did something very poorly because this card's in red.
Right.
Yeah. There will be something that triggers the red card.
Like if you help her perform the ritual.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be that. Whoops. I may or may not have seen that happen before. Wrecked.
Okay. So do we want to go back to the city entrance?
What was there that we need?
That we need?
Nothing.
I don't.
The only
thing that was useful was the bat.
Yeah.
The convict was there. He was an asshole.
Yes.
We got the bat out of the trunk. The sawed off. Or one of the shotguns.
Yes.
Was the shotgun there?
Yes.
The shotgun was there. One of them
it
was.
It was in the trunk.
The other one was from the convict. So if we want a shotgun, we need to go there. But.
In the bat.
I don't think we ever actually got one from the convict.
No, he said he had.
After you killed him, though, didn't he have one?
No,
it was whatever equipment that we had assigned to him, we got back.
So
when the convict went to his card, he had his own shotgun.
Okay.
I feel like we should investigate the two areas that we haven't gone to yet, and then if we decide we need those items, then we can go there.
That makes sense.
We know they're there.
I think if we go to the forest first and get the key, because we don't know what that key might be useful in those other places we haven't gone to yet.
If we go to the church and we need a key, we have to double back, so we waste some time.
Sure.
So I say forest first.
So that's the only key that we had that we hadn't used?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the only key we had were for the handgun.
Good point. Yeah.
Makes sense.
We're thinking.
Right?
Right? What?
Forest
is smart, guys.
Forest first.
What?
No.
No.
You missed us thinking.
I that's what I heard. I heard rumors of that, and I'm like, there's no way. I got this all prepared, and then I was like, oh, wait, they're not going to back one. Do you guys want the description read again, or you just want the forest laid out?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Quick recap. Ooh. There's a shack, a dead body, a trail, the convict card, which we no longer have at this point, and 3 cards that are blocked.
So I have a question. So every time we pick up one of these infected people, we got to put markers on there. If we pick up more, there's more markers, and they get divided.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense, though, because... Yeah.
I think
you can
that
choose
there's
to
another
kill,
mechanic you haven't seen.
Yeah,
yet.
You can choose to kill one and keep the other.
But, okay, divide them as you want.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But, If I were creating this game, I'm not saying it's in here, there is a further mechanic that we have not seen that I would use. Yes.
Yeah. We get infected. And then we become part of that.
Okay.
Because then you could stack them on a character to keep someone alive. Okay, that's an assumption. But I think that would be really f***ing cool.
Right. Yeah.
My thought was, do we want to pick this girl up right now if she's just going to die on us?
Well, right now, she would last 10 rounds.
Right.
Because we're not going to go get the fisherman.
No.
Yeah, because we would only have one per five.
Right. The other question is, do we have to take her?
Was there anything else in there?
Yes, there were items that you had to roll for.
Yeah, that's where I found the key in the tape.
But the question is do we actually have to take this individual?
No, the key was on the body.
Yes,
the tape was in
there. We're stuck with her.
Tape in a picture.
I wasn't sure if it was mandatory.
Oh, okay, so we have to take it.
Because, like,
see,
for you,
if you do find more than one.
For the fisherman, you had a choice. The fisherman,
you
had a choice. You could give him something or not.
Right.
Right.
Oh, okay, you've got health kits.
I do have two.
We are going to have two to give to the fisherman.
There are three here.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to go here and then there.
All right. I'll do that. Okay.
Put me.
What was in this one?
That was the woman with the picture.
Okay.
I think you got him flip-flop. Yes.
Helen and Roger.
This is bad.
You gotta get searched. So put me on the dead body first.
Okay.
And then you guys go down the two paths.
Yeah.
Okay. This one was the woman. This one was.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So go ahead and flip the card. Just go ahead and flip the cards over.
Spend a unit, because we have to spend a unit to go from here to somewhere else.
Yeah.
We get an action first.
Actions first then.
Okay.
So for search.
So you're gonna take item 8, right, Flynn?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe Troy gets 6 and 9.
Yes.
So now we spend a unit.
Spend a unit.
We're going to chuck some dice.
Okay. Get up to 4.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to split the difference.
Yep.
Oh, 6.
Got it in 1.
Bam.
And you get 10 and 11 for that, right?
Yep.
Item 23, please. For Jeff.
The sweet mixed picture.
Which is the picture.
Sweet mixed.
And I take 2 health units and 2 ammo.
Med kits.
Sorry, med kits, yes.
Surgical efficiency.
Yeah. So now we need to go. You guys want to go to the police station or the church?
We could use a prayer.
Police station might have ammo. That's the only thing I'm thinking. Like, police station may give us more guns without having to go fight the thing in the streets.
What is it with you and guns?
I
don't think we're going to get that lucky.
My character is a Marine, FYI.
This isn't just this
game. Let's go to the police station.
Who's time captain?
I like to kill things in games.
So you say police station?
I say police station.
You say police station. Jeff, what is your heart telling you?
Listen to your heart.
Let's go to the police station. Okay. That's fine. I'm just giving Luke a
shit.
Lost 3.
A costly jaunt.
Good thing you were so efficient in that last spot.
We were right next to it. We found some berries. We were a little peckish.
We heard a rustling. We all hid. It was just a badger.
Oh, God.
F***ing badgers.
Not a honey badger, though.
Beyond the plaque at the entrance that reads Law Enforcement Center, chaos reigns, with doors and windows shattered, official papers littering the floor, and traces of blood covering the walls. In the entrance, a young woman who is apparently out of it is cuffed to a heater. Against the wall, a cabinet holds a few weapons. On the ground near the desk lie the bodies of 2 police officers. In the back, the door to another room is open a crack. A few infected are shuffling around in circles within. Behind them on a table, you can see a few health kits. To the right, in front of his computer, you see the body of what seems to be the police chief, who appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm already where I want to be.
I'm going there.
Jeff?
I'll stay right where I am.
Troy, move me the girl.
All right. Troy gets the girl.
There's so many cards and so many arms.
God,
you chose poorly.
I can't do anything with this. I don't have. If I don't have any search, I can't search, right?
What is search? What are you calling search?
They're
the green flashlight.
Oh, okay.
The young woman seems to be drugged. As you come closer to her, she begins to scream. Add 1 yellow thing to the codex.
Which codex?
Oh, codex 1. You manage to calm her down, but she's not free yet. If you have an axe, you free her automatically. Boom.
I think it's 5 tokens total, not 5 bullets.
I suppose that's fair. That's just weird.
In both cases, you obtain items 1 and 14.
I am at the cabinet. It is locked, but I can open it with a bit of effort. If you have an axe, you can open it automatically. So I guess we needed that axe. Who has the axe?
I have the axe.
Means I can't open it automatically. Jesus. Otherwise, you can shoot the lock, placing 1 ammunition token on the codex. Which I guess I have to do. I obtain item 12.
So Lucas's gun's blazing. We're stacking tokens for infection.
Item 12, please. Which I'm assuming is... Holy
shit! Oh my god!
I got a Gatling gun. What
not
is
like that.
Huh?
Not like that.
Why not?
Add 3 Jeez. Blue tokens to my reserve and slide this card out of the receptacle so that only the Gatling gun shows. From now on, whenever you fire with the Gatling gun, if you get at least 1 success on your die roll, you automatically gain 3 successes.
Oh!
A shot from the Gatling gun allows you to remove the shields of your choice without having to follow the given order. The blue token can be used only with the Gatling gun, and only the blue token can be used to fire the Gatling gun.
So you got 3 shots.
So each time a shot from the Gatling gun is fired, add 2 blue tokens on Codex 1 instead of 1. So I don't have to use this when I'm shooting. I have to spend one of these to call to say that I'm using it.
Right, so you got 3 shots of the Gatling gun.
Right, otherwise it's just a normal shotgun or a gun. So, but that could be useful when giant things attack.
Flynn?
I found some zombies.
Oh boy, look at that.
Oh.
Ooh, they're tough.
So I'm going to have to... It's a locked room. 4 blank, 4 skull, 1 black shield.
Jeff, you want to read your card?
The blood leaking from the mouth of the police chief seems to indicate that he died recently and that he was probably working on his computer when he was killed. His desk is a complete mess. Searching it to try and find something of interest will take you a bit of time. 4 shields on search.
Okay.
Since I don't have search, I can't use it, right?
I don't think so.
Right. So somebody else has to join you on that card.
Duh! I can't open the box.
I punch it.
Which you would think would work.
You lose a heart.
Flynn?
So what's the black shield mean?
It means if it's still there, we put a noise token. A yellow noise token.
Oh.
So this struggle is...
Real.
Very real.
So we spin a time unit, and now we all end.
Okay, so we're spending a time unit.
Okay.
Which gives us some...
2 infected markers. What would you guys like to do?
Sweat them up.
Share them. Yeah.
Otherwise, one of them is dead.
Why are there so many ginger curls in this
So if this goes around the next time... Can we place 2 of them on 1 person, even
yes.
though...
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Kill them? Okay.
Yes. Place it says to divide them appropriately, or however you want.
We can roll the dice. I'm going to say kill that one, only because she was... It specifically said she looked drugged.
Did you write...
Does the new one have that?
A code on
yes.
her wrist?
Yes.
Well,
H12-C18-Z34.
First off, I think that there are multiple gingers, because this is clearly Orphan Black.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say, because they're interesting enough to do this, is to look at the relative age of the people that you're picking up, because you should know about how old she is.
That's true.
Can I read that real quick?
This?
Yeah.
I feel like... Can we go back and look at these?
Yeah.
Because it shows a picture of the girl, right?
Yeah, on the other side.
It did, but she's been missing for only a month.
No, she's really young.
According to that photograph. Is that photograph up to date? Does it say on there?
That's when
she was 10.
That's
she's
right.
older now.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it say how old she is?
It did.
No, you can extrapolate it, I believe. Because I'm pretty sure she's supposed to be about 17. I think you can extrapolate because it's 10 and they had some age on there, I believe. I could be wrong.
I think it was on Bob's initial card.
I like it because it forces you to make interesting choices. Do you think the woman who's handcuffed is more likely to be helpful or the woman who was found in the cabin?
Right. But you need the items out of the cabin.
And you've had multiple with designation H. You've only had 1 with designation B thus far.
Correct.
You've had 2 that were H12s, I thought, didn't you? Or they just have H?
No, H14. No, see, they begin...
Did I write that wrong?
No. It was V15, B52, H12.
Oh, never mind.
So they're pretty jumbled.
I thought there were 2 of them that were, like, H12, but it was B15.
But there's 1 on the second set of numbers where the A is at the end instead of at the beginning.
It's the one that flies. It doesn't say the picture, the age of the picture. I thought it did. No, okay, the picture for age, and there it is. She's been missing since June.
All right, so what would you gentlemen like to do?
I mean, if I extrapolate the... She looks more like that one than this one, but who knows?
I'm going to laugh. It's a brunette. She got her hair dyed.
Dang it!
Okay.
Just down the line.
You're stuck.
You still need to shoot, Flynn.
Yeah. As part of the same unit or new unit?
So we're spending a time unit. So at that point,
we already spent
every person. Yeah. So.
So it's now your turn if you need to attack.
Yeah. You have
other
to.
People who have already done stuff can't.
No, yes. I thought he shoots as his. I see, that's what confused about this.
So
your attack is our time.
Yes, you have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But during that time unit, you guys can also move.
Right, I'm going to move over to you during that time unit.
Yeah.
It's really, we're just playing order of operations here, sort of strangely. Okay. He's going to get a roll before anyone else does.
Because while you guys are moving, I'm shooting.
Right. Or whatever. Lucas already found his thing. There's a space uncovered.
Which stated in the thing that they had health units on it.
And then we got a case over there.
No, the room Flynn's in, I think, had the health unit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think these officers are just hanging out.
I think more than two people are going to have to take this on.
Yeah.
So I'll move in there.
Jeff, did you get that item, 13?
No, I
can't search.
Okay, so I need to go there next.
Yes,
one of them. Search of four.
Yeah, you would be better than anybody.
All right, I'm going to check.
Come on.
Troy, where are you moving to? You moving?
Where are you?
It's simultaneous. You can go to the one that hasn't been flipped yet. Or you can join us and try to kill zombies.
There's plenty of you there. It'd be a waste for all of us to be in that square.
Okay.
Put me on the... Yeah.
Fire away, Flynn.
Hey, I'm gonna...
Do I need to move the time unit?
No, we already did.
Alright. So I take a...
Just one.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so... Now we have to move another one so that we can attack.
Right, but let's see what the card is.
He's got something for us.
On the desks. Near the corpses.
Hang on. Add a yellow token.
He stabbed.
Oh, you did?
But this was left.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
Add a yellow token. Good call.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
On the desks near the corpses, you find a large number of papers and documents. A file dated June 6, 1991 catches your eye. It concerns the surveillance of a research laboratory employee whose name has been mostly crossed out by hand. Apparently, a biologist named Roger Walker has been the subject of increased surveillance in the area since his hiring by the laboratory, which had been present in the region since 1990.
What's written on that picture frame?
Roger.
Helen and Roger.
So Roger's the one who's dead with the axe in his chest. He was a lab assistant. He's in a lab coat. Roger's dead.
Did we know that it was male?
Yes.
There was a male. The female was holding that photo.
Yes.
Down.
Is there a kid in that photo?
No.
Because I'm wondering what the Walkers were doing with some girl who was drugged up in a cabin.
What year was the report?
June 6,
1991.
Yeah, so far, all of the infected have been drugged.
So see, you did that with your movement, so you could go over there and you could move over here for this time unit.
Yeah.
So you're going to move over here. We need to move the time unit down. Yeah. Now all you guys can shoot, because you can't roll yet. So everybody, who's going to shoot on the thing first?
I mean, technically, shooting makes noise, but we're going to make noise anyway, so I'd rather just...
So you're going to get two.
You've already got three tokens on it. You might as well all shoot.
Yeah,
you're right. I can use my Gatling gun and make it five.
You could use your Gatling gun and try and take things out.
You want to let her rip?
Not really. It's just gonna open up a street card, which we'll have to deal with, which is likely more zombies.
We're probably going to anyway.
But I only get three shots out of this thing, and then I'm gone, and it's gone.
That's true.
Right, but you got to get through what? 11 tokens? 9 tokens? Like, that's a lot of successes.
Yeah. So basically, with any success, it adds 3, or only one success, it adds 3.
Only one. If you get a success, it adds 3.
Right.
Yeah. So you're guaranteed. As long as you get a success, you're guaranteed 4.
Right.
And you can take them from whatever pool you want. So you could hit the shields and the or you could, you know, take out all the skulls and make it easy for the... All
right, we'll use a Gatling gun fire.
Now this puts two of these on here,
puts two of those on there. So it's already at five, so you might as well flip over that street card.
No, it's not so you move.
Can I read the card there?
Yeah, it's weird.
Doesn't it take six?
It's five or more.
No, five. Okay.
So that is five successes.
Get rid of the shield and three. I can choose whichever one I want.
Right. Oh, nice. Yeah, get rid of the shield.
So get rid of the shield and get rid of three of the other ones.
Four.
Four of the other ones.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. So that leaves blank shields only.
Yep.
In this fight.
There you go.
So it doesn't matter. Whoever wants to face it next. But Jeff hasn't gone yet. Jeff, you want to roll on it?
Sure.
What are you hitting with?
He didn't have anything.
Fist.
Yeah, he got melee.
Got a big fist.
Got them big old meat hands.
One.
Plus a riposte. Does that mean you lose a...
No, there's
no
riposte.
No, you're fine.
You took...
So now it's you. Nothing?
Why aren't you shooting, son?
I don't want to make more noise. I don't know how many of those are going to clear.
Yes, but that's fair.
Yeah.
So... Now we need to spend a time unit.
Wait, he hasn't rolled yet for this. Then
he
has spend
to,
a time.
He had to move there.
Yeah, he had to move there while we were.
Oh, that was the time unit spent for that? Okay, I'm sorry.
So now we're all chucking dice. All
right.
Boom.
Four. I am 13.
Right. Hopefully is the code to the bunker.
That is
got lots of key. Yeah, 13.
You guys should have known what item 13 was.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. Oh, the keys for the thing, right.
What did it open again? I'm 13.
The hotel.
The door in the hotel.
Hotel.
The door in the, yeah.
Yep.
Fire away. Or punch away.
Oh, yeah, here. I'll use melee this time. For one.
Yes.
Oh, you get more melee than I and everyone else. You got it.
Damn.
They're all dead.
What item number?
So 15?
15.
Give it to the guy with the kill.
So there were two locked cards that we did not unlock.
Nope.
Which means if we want to unlock those, we have to come back here.
Yeah.
I'm assuming one is probably a...
Give me three med kits.
Do you want to take the card back then?
Probably.
No.
No?
Really?
I'm assuming one of those...
Three expired med kits.
Oh.
We can trade them.
Nice. We can trade those to the guy who's useless.
So they don't work.
We can't use them, but we can trade them away.
He won't know. So one of these is probably an evidence room. The other one could be an armory or a jail cell.
Did we find anything to open?
No, we don't have those items to open. And I don't think we had them initially either.
No. So they're somewhere else.
Yeah.
I say we go to the hotel. That'll be having the keys to open that door. That's really the only unknown thing there. So I say we go there, find out what's in that room, and then if we want to go to the church after that. There may be an item in there that we still need for the church.
Yeah. So
do we need to hit the street?
Yep.
First.
So the location change.
Who was our...
we need a time...
Right? Oh, no, you roll a three. Yeah.
So I roll?
Yes.
One.
Nice.
Sir.
Okay. First street card.
Oh, for f- sake.